And the other day, John, I'm driving on Pioneer Street, and just at the Holts Road turnoff, I see this big thing hanging from the street sign, and I was like, what on earth is that? And as I got closer, I realised it's this big dead fish frame just hanging there, and it's got like crows and stuff coming and picking at it and everything. It's very...
What?
Yeah, a big fish frame just there.
Fish in a frame?
No. No.
What? A framed fish?
No. No.
Hanging from a street sign.
The frame, like a fish frame, so it's been gutted and everything and
like
filleted.
It's bones.
Yeah, it's bones. It's been filleted, not a fish in a frame. No,
right.
A real live fish. It's huge. Okay. It's massive. But I want to know on 13, 12, 16, please give us a call. If you know what the go is with this fish, like why is it just hanging there? It's got crows picking at it. And, you know, I always thought, oh, I've read before or heard on the news somewhere that you weren't allowed to leave your fish out because it attracts, like, crocodiles and stuff. And so you're not supposed to, like, put it in bins and all that kind of stuff, not just leave them hanging from street signs.
Oh, I don't know.
A bit bizarre.
I don't know. Yeah, I've never heard of that being a thing before, so I can't help you.
Makes it look
like... Is it the first time you've ever seen that before?
Yeah. I don't know what's going on. I'm confused.
Maybe it's just a one-off thing. Maybe someone's just done it as a...
Makes it look like a ghost town with the crows there picking at it, and it's like, God.
Yeah, I can't imagine that would be...
It's not the best
thing to do. Maybe it was just a one-off thing. Maybe it's not like a thing that happens. It's just a one-off.
If you've got any insight on the fish frame that's hanging and the corner of Holts Road and Pioneer Street, give us a call on 13 12 16.
And just to confirm, apparently it's not a fish
in a frame. No, it's an actual fish frame, a filleted fish, a big one.
We've got Alicia on the line. Alicia, do you know what the deal is with this dead fish hanging off street signs?
People do it to show how big the fish they're catching are and to kind of show off.
Right. Okay, so someone's caught it and then they've just been like, oh, I'm pretty impressed with that. I'm just going to hang it on a street sign.
Yeah, people do it in barramundi season and stuff. So
right.
I used to always see them out near Royal Sands. People hang them up when they've caught a really big fish.
I guess they're not putting their name to it at all. They're just showing that this is a big one that was caught.
Yeah,
so do you know if, like, because have you heard of that you're not supposed to hang them out because it attracts, like, animals and not good stuff? Have you heard of that, or is that not a thing?
Yeah, no, that is a thing. They have the bins at the boat ramp, but people used to do it a while ago to show them off.
And just do it anyway. Yeah, righto. Okay. I'm no fisherman. Clearly, I've got no idea. Hey, thanks for your call.
Thank you. Hey, Louise, do you know anything about this fish frame that's hanging in Pioneer Street and Holts Road?
Yes, it's a brag thing.
It is a brag thing.
Absolutely.
Does it happen regularly? Like, do people regularly do this?
On the way. When I first I asked my husband, he said, oh, it's a brag thing. And I'm like, look how
surprised
the fish I just caught was.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Thanks very much for giving us a call, Louise.
Thank you.
No problem.
And, look... I think I've just realised why I've not heard of this before.
Why? Because you do go fishing.
I do go fishing, and my partner's a fisherman.
Yeah.
I've never caught anything big enough. Can't be chucking a catfish up there, can I? It's not very impressive.
Is that a bad one?
Mm-hmm.
See, I didn't even know that. You got me covered. Tell you what, wouldn't be bad if some of those clouds gave us a little bit of rain. It would help out our farmers right across Queensland and New South Wales, in fact.
Yeah, doing pretty tough at the moment, going through a drought. It's terrible.
Without a doubt. And look, the Buy a Bale campaign is one which is aimed at helping out local farmers. And, joining us on the line right now is a local sugarcane farmer, Frank Perner. Now, Frank, while you might not be directly impacted by the Buy a Bale campaign, how important is this campaign to helping out farmers?
No, it's pretty important because they don't have any feed. That's the big problem. They have water to for the cows and that to drink, but no one's got any grass or cover for their feed, so that's why you've got to give them bale to just keep the cattle alive.
Now, have you had much contact with some farmers who have been directly affected by this?
No, not really. No, not at the moment. We're just sort of trying to get our own stuff sorted. So,
yeah.
Just through cane growers and stuff, we hear about what's going on.
Have you local farmers been affected in any way by the lack of rain?
Oh, yeah, definitely. it's pretty heartbreaking at times. We've probably got a poor crop because of the weather, and we've also got a poor price, so it sort of compounds everything.
Yeah, right.
How bad is the current situation compared to previous droughts that we've experienced?
I'd say it'd be getting up there, because it's been 6 or 7 years for some of those guys out west that haven't had any rain, so...
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, okay. So, basically, you would encourage anybody and everybody to get behind the Buy a Bale campaign and chip in wherever they can, I guess?
Yeah, if you can't do that, even if you just went to the pub and had a palmy, as they said, because that's donating some money to them, so whatever you can do, you do.
Palmer for the farmer.
Well, it'll work. If it means you can get some money to them and some help to them, that's good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, look, Frank, thanks very much for the chat this morning.
Thank you.
It's great to get the perspective of a farmer.
No worries, in time. Thanks, hey.
Frank Perner there.
And to make a donation or to find out more information on what businesses are going to be donating, you know, portions of their products to Buy a Bale, head to the Buy a Bale website at buybale.com.
Yeah, .au.
Buyabale.com.au.
And I think it's $20 for, well, it is $20 for a small bale. $100 gets you a big bale. So whatever you can give, you'll be helping out those farmers. It's greatly needed.
But right now it's time for a reality recap with Rach. As you all know, I'm a huge reality TV super fan. So it's time for my segment. Reality recap with Rach. So last night, season 15 kicked off of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and last night's episode was based on the Kardashian clan organising their iconic Kardashian Christmas card photo shoot. Now, a fight breaks out between Kourtney and Kim as Kourtney wants to be home in time to have dinner with her kids instead of going to the photo shoot and isn't being accommodating to everyone's busy schedules. Kim and Kourtney get into a huge argument which involves Kim screaming at Kourtney that she's the least attractive to look at and doesn't need to be at the photo shoot. Kourtney then storms out in anger, but ding, 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 she's back for round two. And Kourtney goes on to say that she is ashamed to be a part of the Kardashian family and that they are all workaholics, and just because she wants to be a stay-at-home mum doesn't mean they can all be mean to her. That's all on Reality Recap with Rach. Reality Recap with Rach.
Hey, say what, you made that pretty exciting. I'm almost keen to watch the Kardashians now.